This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. If you're as old as I am, you may remember a television series, Lost in Space. One of the characters, the Dr. Zachary Smith, when confronted with a challenge or great disappointment, would mutter under his breath, "Oh, the pain, the pain." Apparently, a lot of people are muttering those words these days because the market for pain medication is huge. People are in pain, and most have no idea why. Here to provide some suggestions and hopefully some solutions is our very own celebrity doctor, Dr. James Markham. He's founder-director of HeartWise Ministries. Dr. Markham, let's start with the basics. What exactly is pain?
Yeah, and you know what, Charles, before I answer that question, I used to watch Zachary Smith occasionally too.
Okay.
And that guy, I think his was more mental pain than physical pain. But that leads us into the answer to your question. Simple definition of pain. And remember, pain is just a word that represents a complex physiology. Mm. So pain for Charles Mills might be different than pain for James Markham or other people.
Yes.
And that's important because when a person describes pain, it's just more complex than saying, "I hurt." But a basic definition is pain is an unpleasant feeling, often caused by damaging stimuli.
Hmm.
Now, remember, the damaging stimuli might be from something that's mental. It might be from something physical. It might be from something coming from within the body. And basically, the unpleasant feelings let us know, it's the way God given us a warning system, that something is not right.
Mm.
And the key point today is when we talk about pain, hopefully the cause of the pain can be identified. If we can identify the cause, then we can often find the solution and we can remove that stimuli, the cause, and then we might not have that feeling, which we're going to call pain for now, ever again.
Well, let me ask you a question because a lot of people are concerned about this. Are there bad pains and are there good pains? Can you have a good pain? Because sometimes the healing process, which is a good thing, as your body tries to mend itself, as your body tries to rebuild itself, there is some pain involved.
Yeah, I guess there can be good pain if it's from sort of a natural reason for it to come on.
Uh-huh.
But because pain is so rampant in our country right now,
yes.
You know, people are taking lots of narcotics. There's a lot of mental pain, physical pain. A lot of people now are treating symptoms because there's a difference between medicine, which treats symptoms, and healing, which treats causes. So we're going to start today with just a general overview of pain. And as time goes on, we're going to focus on different parts of the body and talk about pain, how we should handle it, what we should do. Maybe we can identify the cause and eliminate the pain. And we're also going to talk about chronic pain, what that is, and
yes.
Give some tips for people how to deal with that. We're also going to talk about some mental pain and how the body interprets pain differently. And I'm sure everyone in our listening audience at one time or another has had some type of pain,
Absolutely.
This unpleasant feeling caused by some type of stimuli. So I think this is going to be very useful. We're going to show the place for modern medicine, the place for natural medicine, and then we're also going to be talking about the one source that can heal us from all pain. It's just where, when, and how, and that's pointing back to a relationship with our Heavenly Father, the ultimate physician, the one that can heal us in His time.
Oh, that is good news to know that. Okay, so when do we know when a pain has crossed the line from just, "Oh, I have a pain today," to a chronic pain? How do you identify that as a medical professional?
Well, chronic pains, if first of all, we cannot find out where the pain's coming from, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we call that a chronic pain. But if a pain continues beyond 6 months in duration, we give that definition of chronic pain. Or another definition that we use sometimes is any pain that extends beyond the expected period of healing. That's sort of a generic definition of pain, as most pain does go away if you remove the cause.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what we don't want to do is just treat the pain and ignore the cause. And we see that quite frequently in back pain. Charles, someone will have some back pain, and what they'll do is they'll say, oh, I got to continue working. I got to continue functioning. So they'll continue working. That might be lifting or sitting in an uncomfortable position. And then to get by, they might take some anti-inflammatories. They might take some other medicines where they're just making the part worse and it never allows it to heal. And they never get at the cause. So when we have pain, it's very important to realize what's going on. Well, pain is perceived by our nervous system. And our nervous system does include the brain. And then our brain perceives it through our spinal cord in the peripheral nerves. And these nerves can feel mechanical damage. They can feel thermal damage, chemical damage. That type of pain is a type of pain we called nociceptive pain. The nerves are working correctly in figuring out what the pain is. Now, that's both physical pain as well as mental pain. You know, sometimes we can damage the nerves in our brain and it can cause mental pain as well. There's another type of pain that's different from that. So that's a fancy name called nociceptive pain. The nerves are working fine. The central nervous system's working fine. It's identifying something that's not right in the body. The other type of pain is called a neuropathic pain. Now, pathic means pathology. So here, the problem is with the nerve itself. And this nerve might have been damaged. It might be damaged by disease. It might be damaged by, you know, trauma to the nerve. And frequently, these types of pains aren't real sharp pains. They're sort of a diffuse, burny, tingling, pins and needles types of pains. And these are damage to the nerves. These are some of the hardest pains to treat when the nerve is damaged itself, because nerves heal very, very slowly. You know, simple things can cause neuropathic pains, like nutritional deficiencies. We see that sometimes. A deficiency in B6, folic acid. Diabetes can cause neuropathic pains. Not getting enough blood to a nerve can cause a neuropathic pains. You know, when people have severe trauma to a nerve, that can cause it as well. So these are different types of pain. And if it goes beyond 6 months, we can't find what it is, we call that a chronic pain.
You know, when you talk about how a medicine can sort of mask that pain, is that really a good idea? I mean, your body is trying to tell you something. Shouldn't we be fully aware of what's going on?
Yes, and that's a great point, Charles, and that's what we really want in this first introduction to pain, is we want pain means something's wrong in that part of the body. Once you know that there's pain, then you have to find out where the pain's coming from and whether it's even life-threatening. When pain comes, the body says, I'm having pain. It turns on all this stress chemistry. The pain says, listen, you know, something could be seriously wrong. We got to find out what it is. So the worst thing you can do is ignore it and turn it off. Now, pain long-term, sometimes pain long-term damages the body as well. For instance, chronic pain, if it's really severe pain, it turns on adrenaline, cortisol. The stress chemistry can raise your blood pressure, weaken your immune system. It can actually decrease your cognitive function. So chronic pain sometimes has to be treated with medications, just because the risk of the pain outweighs the risk of the medication in some situations. But usually, Charles, that is a very rare thing to happen.
When is the good time to go see a chronic pain specialist? I mean, you just can't stand it anymore. Is it one of those situations where the sooner you go in, the faster they can find the problem and help you? How's that work?
Well, a chronic pain specialist, really, unfortunately, our system doesn't work the way it should. You know, a lot of people, physicians, when a patient keeps coming in with pain, you know, they try to make sure it's nothing life-threatening. They can't find out the cause of the pain. The patient's just getting frustrated. They don't know what's going on, but they definitely want to have help. When that happens, then they say, well, listen, you know, I don't know what's going on. I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. Let me send you to a pain specialist. A good pain specialist, Charles, will sit down and talk to you and say, listen, is there something that's being missed here? Is there a nociceptive pain that we're missing? That's a type of pain that's caused by a stimulation. Or he'll think of the nerve itself. Is the nerve itself damaged? There's some tests he can do to sort through that, because the treatment and the approach is very different. He'll want to, since pain is interpreted by the nervous system, he'll want to do all sorts of things to improve the nervous system, including the brain. Good nutrition. nutrition, hydration, exercise, getting a good blood supply to the nerves. There's many things that he'll want to do as he continues to search for the cause of the nerve. And that will include actually modifying your brain and how your brain actually interprets pain. Because if you're relieved that it's not going to kill you, it's not something that's dangerous, sometimes that in itself turns down the central nervous system, so the pain is not so alarming. So the pain specialists are great at doing this. Now, if you go to a pain specialist and you walk in and he doesn't talk to you, he doesn't look for the cause, he doesn't try to figure out anything, he says, here, just take some narcotics, I would advise against that. That is not where you need to be going. Even though at some cases, narcotics do need to be used, it should not be our first approach to chronic pain. So that's a very important point. So some people will go to a pain clinic and they'll say, here, take some oxycodone, take some Percocets, and then come back in 3 months. That is not the approach to pain that we want to take. And unfortunately, that is approach that many providers are giving right now instead of really working at getting at the cause.
Well, I just want to make sure that we're clear on this. In other words, your general practitioner would not be set up to do this type of depth of examination of your pain problem.
No. They, you know, and as we talk about different pains throughout the body, they would be trained to determine whether this pain is life-threatening, whether you need to go to the emergency room. If you're having chest pain that's crushing and won't go away, well, I would be concerned about a heart attack. Yes. You know, if you just broke your foot, that type of pain is different than other types. But pain is a signal that something's wrong. And many times people are labeled with chronic pain when there's an etiology that could be found and they could treat that and the pain would be gone forever.
All right. We're talking with Dr. James Markham. He is the founder director of Heartwise Ministries. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, you mentioned narcotics earlier. And I know that you probably receive this question a lot. If someone had a chronic pain, and they had narcotics, and they get hooked on it, is there any way of getting off? What's the best way of getting off these narcotics once the pain is gone? And we'll learn the answer to that question and much more on the other side of our break. So everybody stay right where you are.
I'd like to think that one day, when we get to heaven, we're going to see a list of people. People like Jared and Susan, who were introduced to Jesus because of something we said. Or maybe it was as simple as a passing smile. But these people will look into their past and be able to say, I'm here because of you. Recently, you may have heard that Heartwise Ministries has begun spreading the gospel to the young, the old, the sick, and the healthy. We want to take this type of medical programming to the non-believer and the person who has closed themselves off to traditional forms of outreach. If you believe as we do and want to support Heartwise so that together we can count more names on the Tree of Life, please consider donating today at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Before we get back to our guest, I want to extend to you an open invitation to visit the Heartwise Ministries website. Why? Because I believe that's where you'll find many of the answers you seek as you strive to improve your physical, mental, and spiritual health. Begin with Dr. James Markham's blog, Insights into the Very Latest Developments Within the Ever-Changing World of Health and Well-Being. Then submit a question to the Ask the Doctor section. Your query will be answered by physicians who practice medicine every day. Need a little more information? Watch the Heart of Health Live television episodes or listen to these radio programs. Check out the Heartwise Healthy Eats link, where you'll find restaurants that offer healthy choices. And finally, don't forget to leave your prayer requests. The Heartwise staff will join you in placing your needs before God, the ultimate physician. All that and more are waiting for you at heartwiseministries.org. That's heartwiseministries.org. Stop by today. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries. Today, we're talking about pain. And I think, Dr. Markham, if we asked the audience to raise their hands, how many people have experienced pain, In this sinful world, everybody, every hand would go up. It is just happening. You've identified that a chronic pain is something that goes on past 6 months. You've also said that the general practitioner, our family doctor, may not be the person that we need to go see if we're dealing with chronic pain. And there are things that a specialist can do that the general practitioner may not have the tools to do. One of the tools that they provide is narcotics. Now, tell us what a narcotic does as opposed to an aspirin or Advil.
Nerves detect the abnormality unless it's the nerve itself. And they transfer this information that something is not right to the spinal canal, and eventually it goes to the brain. And our brain and genetics determine how our body interprets this abnormal stimuli. Mm-hmm. Now, if you can treat the cause of the pain, that's always best.
Right.
For instance, if you're banging your head into the wall over and over and over, the solution to that is not to take a pain medicine. It's just to quit banging your head on the wall. That's not a smart thing to do. Back pain is a common cause of pain. Arthritis, headaches. I have a lot of people that have chronic headaches, and they just start drinking more water, and their chronic headaches go away. You know, something as simple as that. Or arthritis. It's being triggered by maybe some of the foods they eat. They change their diet, and their arthritis goes away. Well, they're lifting wrong, and they're having poor posture, and their back pain goes away. Getting to your question, narcotics really blunt our brain's ability to perceive pain. It blocks those pain receptors. It turns those things off by very complex medicines. However, narcotics do other things as well. Because they work in the brain, our brain becomes fuzzy, doesn't think as well. It blocks us from other pain that could be dangerous. We might not perceive it. I had one person on so much pain medication that they actually had a heart attack and they didn't even feel it because they were on so much pain medicines. You know, they were so what we call narked up. Yes. They didn't feel it. Occasionally in battle, or are these athletes will take some types of pain medicines before they go into sports or different things. Usually those are localized pain medications that doesn't go throughout the whole body, but they can be so much pain medicine on that they don't feel the damage that's done. But the real danger of narcotics is there's a tolerance. The body seems to need more and more, and there's sort of an addictive nature to that. It slows down our respirations, slows down our bowel functions, lowers our blood pressure and heart rates. And really, if you think about it, the narcotic did not treat the cause of pain. It just treated a symptom. Yeah. So whatever's causing the pain continues to go on. So there is a place for it, for pain that we just cannot treat, for causes we just cannot identify. But then we have to measure the risk versus the benefits, Charles. And I'm glad you asked that question because many people want to get off pain medicines. Yes. Charles, have you ever taken a narcotic?
I don't believe I ever have, and I hope I keep that record going.
Well, I think that's great, and hopefully no one in our audience has, but narcotics are rampant. Some people take them when they're truly having pain, and some people are even taking them recreationally now because some of these narcotics sort of give you a high, a feeling of euphoria because it changes the way you feel. So some people are actually having these pain pill parties, and they just pop these pains. They get addicted to them. They need more and more because they like the feeling that it has. But usually those people are usually running away from some type of stressor in a life. But occasionally we do get a person that will come in and they'll want to get off their pain pill. They'll notice it's not doing them any good.
Okay, now we've learned that narcotics may be necessary sometime, but is there an alternative? Is there something that we can do naturally to deal with chronic pain? Now, you've mentioned, of course, stop beating your head against the wall. Are there some other things we can do?
Going down the list, first of all, you want to find the cause if you can. And if you can't find the cause, there's a lot of things that can help us. So really anything that helps our body lower stress will lower our perception of pain. We know that things like music lowers pain. We know that there are local things that people can put on over the pain, and that might be something natural like aloe vera, or it might be just rubbing something. You know, rubbing something sometimes makes pains feel better. We know that people that are spiritual, religious, people that are in prayer, that helps lower the pain sensation because it decreases the stress in our brain, the stress in our body. Some people that are getting distracted, if you're doing something else and not always focusing on your body, sometimes that can be a treatment for pain. We know that deep breathing, when you breathe in and out slowly. That helps with pain. Exercise can help with certain types of pain as well. Our nutrition, especially if it's what we call anti-inflammatory diets. You know, the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet, is full of fats and animal products. We know that this stimulates inflammation in the body. Inflammation makes pain worse as well. We see that for people that have arthritis and things of that nature. A lot of the pain chemistry originates in the gut, with the gut flora. We call that the microbiome. There's a trillion gut bacteria that are making things. Some of them contribute to pain and inflammation. Well, this is going on in our body 24/7. So if we can get our gut bacteria to help treat the pain, that is beneficial as well. Many times people can, if it's a structural problem, they can see a physical therapist. They can do some simple exercises. Those things can help out. So there's a lot of natural treatments for chronic pain, but it's really, I hate to say this, Charles, a lot of it's just common sense and not going down the pathway that could make things worse.
Well, you know, that will bring a lot of hope to people, because there is such an issue on this, as you've identified, that pain is just part of life, it seems sometimes, yeah, but we can minimize it. That's good news.
Yeah, and there is a place, you know, if you're having bad pain, Charles, let's say you're out walking and you break your leg and you have severe pain. Yes, that's a place for pain medication. But remember, it's for a short period of time to get you over the hump till the cause is addressed. You know, now, of course, if you can get by with less of anything, that's always better. And remember, for our listeners out there, a lot of pain is genetics. You know, I have some people that their pain threshold is really high.
Yes.
Some people, they just get bit by a mosquito and they're wanting something major.
Yes.
So everyone perceives pain in their brain differently, but a lot of it has to do with stress chemistry as well. The more stress a body is to begin with, the more pain, inflammation, the more the pain is exaggerated, especially for structural type of problems.
And of course, you've identified another area of pain relief, and that is a trust and a love for God. We just have about 90 seconds left here in the program. Yeah. You recently completed a series of Bible studies. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we just released Biblical Prescriptions for Life. And if someone's interested in that, this is a complete guide to just general health. And in that series, we talked about practical things one step at a time, A to B, that people can do to lower their body's stress. Anything that will lower stress will eventually help treat chronic pain. We specifically, in the last session, talked about how worship increases endorphins, oxytocins. Those are natural painkillers that our body makes on its own.
Yes.
So if we can make more of those, we can also turn off chronic pain. So this is an excellent series for someone that's wanting to start in the treatment of chronic pain one step at a time, but we really focus on what God can do as we get back to His original plan.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Give us that web address.
Yeah, that's biblicalprescriptionsforlife.com, and we'd love to have you come. I think it's a great program that people can use not only for themselves, but to help their communities as well.
All right, very good. Dr. Markham, we're going to talk a little bit more about pain. I think our next program is on chest pain, so I invite our listeners to listen the next time we're on the air, and we'll talk about that kind of pain that you may be experiencing, but Dr. Markham has some good news for us all. That's next time on HeartWise. Dr. Markham, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your words of wisdom. Appreciate it.
And I hope no one's having pain out there.
Absolutely. Let's have a pain-free day. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham, inviting you to remain HeartWise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.